Apparently she wasn't ready, because even after she checked the board, she still fucked it right off. And nobody hears that. Like I said, the tree in the forest, but we know. Graham, you and I know.
Oh, we know. We absolutely know. And now they know. Who's still with us.
It's also worth mentioning there.
And no one died during the recording of the show, but.
What's thing to remember, Graham, is much like when you and I used to play golf together and I always come back, I always say you hear the footsteps. Uh-huh. Somebody saying that to the foxes, and it might be Leeds.
Yep.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston. Arsenal fans have another Sam. Right, AA, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Look great in shorts. Sam Graham, hey.
Sam Graham.
Fucking United! Hello and welcome to DU Does EFL, a completely biased brief recap of the English Football League as told by two common American schmucks. I am your host, Sam Houston, and across the way from me, giggling at his own jokes and very happy about everything, my co-host, Mr. Samuel Graham. How you doing, buddy?
I'm the other coast, Sam Graham. Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
We're calling mistakes, I might as well just do it.
You know? Well, that's your bit. Yeah, like, you make a ton of mistakes, and I would just let it go.
No, because I get fucking memes made about me every 3 seconds.
You call out every single one of my mistakes, even the one that doesn't even happen because nobody heard it.
Yeah, of course, because you...
That's funny.
Because you are my wife, and you are slowly trying to kill me. I see it every fucking day, and this is the one small, simple pleasure I have, is just to be able to go, fucked up.
And as it pertains to me, y'all just let the court of public opinion go. They crucify me on Drunkard United FC.
Of course, the closed Facebook group.
You aren't happy unless there's a meme of you posted before this show is done.
Who, me?
Yes.
I wish I'd get a week off, honestly.
On the ones and twos, of course, already running her mouth, producer Mel.
And National Women's Day was 3 days ago. Shut the fuck up.
And I appreciated her for that brief time. Moments gone.
Imagine the people that only know us from this show.
We're recording at the DU Public House just outside the nation's capital. You can check us out wherever you get your podcast. And of course, streaming live every single Monday night. Should you want to chat with us, there is many ways that you can. Mr. Graham, tell the good people how they can get in touch.
Absolutely. Just pour yourself a whiskey and fucking telepathy that shit over. All right, because that helps. Mm-hmm. No, it's at DU Football Show on all the social medias and DUFootballShow@gmail.com to get in touch via email, obviously. Mm-hmm.
We are drinking the exact same shit we drank in the last show, so let's get right to it.
Championship Corner!
I've fallen, and I can't get up!
Oh, no!
Leeds open the weekend with a victory over Wednesday.
Don't we all, Sam?
Yes, they do.
Once we get through Wednesday, we victory Wednesday, we can open the weekend, can't we?
Precisely.
That's why they call it hump day, baby.
They now find themselves in second place. And Mr. Graham, only 3 points back of Leicester, who drew Hull City 2-2.
Yeah, that's bad.
And still...
That's not a good result at all.
And Leeds still ahead of Ipswich, who surprisingly lost to Cardiff 2-1.
Also not a great result.
And Southampton find themselves 5 points off of third, because they might have gotten the ship right with a 4-2 victory, but it looks like those... wins those that run of losses has put them in a scenario where maybe automatic promotion is no longer a thing.
Yeah, so now it's actually a 3-horse race for that top spot, much like it is in the Premier League. You got an outside chance of Southampton being involved here because they do have a game in hand on the others above them. They are on 36 games with 73 points on the board currently, where everyone else is on 37 games played. You have Leicester on 82. You have Leeds on 79 and only a goal back on goal differential. The outside chance is going to be Ipswich here. They're on 78 points. Again, same number of games played as the two above them. but they only have a plus 25. So they're going to need some other results to go their way, because that goal differential, as we say, if they all went out, that goal differential is like an extra point.
Yep, absolutely. Right?
And Leicester have a plus 16 on them, and Leeds have a plus 15 on them. So it's going to be fun going. And then to fifth, you have a drop-off of 10 fucking points. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be these four coming down to the wire, because, as we all know, there's still about 2,162 games left in the championship.
Stat boy, as Mel knows him, Gek, had pointed out that on the points that those four clubs are on, mm-hmm. if this was any other year in the championship, that would be the top two spots and would be getting automatic promotion.
Yep.
That at this time in the season, 76 points finished in at least second and
every
got the
year,
promotion.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance only two of those four could go up, because you never know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen in the playoffs? Obviously, most of the time, Sam, it's the fifth or sixth place team that wins the playoff. Mm-hmm. Because they're the ones going in hot with some momentum. Exactly. Yep. Right. Because a lot of times those last few weeks, those positions change. So they've obviously won a couple in a row building up to the playoffs.
As you mentioned, West Brom are comfortably in fifth after smacking Huddersfield 4-1. And it now appears to be a three-horse race for that final playoff spot, held currently by Norwich, but Hull City are with them level on points, mm-hmm. and Coventry are only 1 point back.
Yeah, so it's basically top four, and then like fifth through eighth, ninth?
Yeah, but West Brom's well ahead of sixth in fifth place.
Yeah, okay, West fair Brom's enough.
Very
okay,
comfortably
so sixth
in fifth.
Through what, eighth, ninth?
Yeah, West Brom would have to implode to not make the playoffs.
Yeah, so it's, which, you know, they're only ever a sausage roll away.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's a Steve Bruce reference for those who don't remember. He was in charge of them for a brief while.
Please go ahead. I was saying,
in mentioning Huddersfield, we should spare a brief moment for the Warlock, who after 33 days has called his time quits via the post-match press conference in the Scottish Cup, where his Aberdeen side won and advanced to the semifinals. He's decided to leave his post as Aberdeen manager, where he was only going to manage till the end of the season after 33 days.
And he wasn't there for very long.
I'm out. Yeah, 33 days.
I said, no, not for me.
Yeah, basically, yeah. He was a bit more political and a bit more nice than some of the others. I can't remember his name, but his first name's Rob. The whole thing escapes me, except for what I referenced in the main show, mm-hmm. was that he said that he used to coach a League Two team in England. And they were loads better than the Scottish Premier League outfit. Like, we're just garbage. It sucks. I hate everything about it. And he subsequently got fired. But the Warlock, just because we mentioned Huddersfield, obviously a former stomping ground of one of our favorite British treasures, Neil Warnock, has stepped down as Aberdeen manager.
We're going to go ahead and mention them again at the bottom, 16th through 23rd. Is now only separated by 3 points, with Wednesday sitting in 23rd and Huddersfield sitting in 22nd. Two of the three drops are sitting in two of those three drop spots. Wednesday's 25 goal mm-hmm. differential in the negative is massive in comparison to everybody else. They're 10 behind everyone.
Exactly.
In that 16 to 23. So they're there. They're in the hunt as far as points go. Mm-hmm. They're only three out of being the everything goes the right way. They could be there, but that goal differential might very well come back to bite them in the ass from the start. 100%
could. 100% could.
All right. So moving on, Pompey drew 0-0 at Blackpool, and Derby County did get a win, which puts them 5 points back in League One. Bolton drew twice. Remember, we did mention mm-hmm. them and Barnsley yes. were playing in the midweek. And they are now even on matches with everybody else. And then Barnsley, after the draw with Bolton, were thumped by Lincoln City 5-1. Now, the final playoff spot appears to be a three-horse race as well in League One, with Stevenage, Oxford, and Blackpool all separated by 4 points. Now, there is a 4-point difference between Chetlam and safety, but it would appear that finally, the way it's looking is that Wigan and Reading, despite all the points deductions, are probably going to be safe.
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack there, obviously.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Wigan and Reading especially, fucking don't deserve their, I don't think, to stay up again, they kind of annoy the piss out of me.
Yeah.
And very bad people have run that club into the fucking ground, essentially, which is because it's another financial thing that is, you know, causing these points deductions and everything else. It's going to be an interesting race for the final playoff spot, obviously, with Stephen H. Oxford and Blackpool. All of those clubs have been wishy-washy form all season, mostly good, obviously, or else they wouldn't be in the position they're in. But they have dropped a game or two here or there that you wouldn't expect them to. And that could continue the rest of the season. Nobody seems to be on, like, a fucking mental hot streak. You know what I mean? Where we've talked about, what was Southampton went 23 or 25 unbeaten or something?
24, actually.
And still sit in fourth place.
Right.
Which is a testament to the teams above them. Now, they have closed the gap, but those teams above them also obviously played with some consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that hasn't been the case with these three clubs. They haven't been on some amazing fucking run of form. All of them, that can go any goddamn way.
Right.
And it's going to be very interesting to watch that. Pompey. Excuse me. We want to come back up. We're very vocal in that. We love Pompey. We've been to Pompey. And if Portsmouth throw this away, a 5-point lead at the stage of the season in a league they've deserved to get out of multiple times in the last 5 years.
They've been a playoff team every single year. They've just haven't gotten to the playoff final. Yeah.
We need them to come back up to the championship so they can be in everybody's psyche again. Just for our own selfishness, they can't fuck this up. And a 0-0 draw with Blackpool's not the way to start that off for the final 350 games of the season here.
Not a loss. That's the key thing there for them. It's just not a loss.
No, that's fair enough. But if Derby keep putting wins under the belt, this is not a good thing for Pompey. Like they need to find that consistency again where they're ripping through teams.
And unfortunately, in League Two, Accrington Stanley is on a terrible slide.
This is another heartbreaking.
As they have now lost four in a row and they have slid into 16th place. While they're probably more than safe for this season, it is not a good preview for the next season is the problem.
We've also talked extensively about their finances in weeks past and how they don't really... Oftentimes, they have to open up the rest of the stadium to away fans to get people to show up to put money in the coffers. I don't know who's going to be coming in the summer to shore up anything or to help be better. But you're absolutely right. It's not a good preview for next season. It's not great.
And you've got teams in the National League buying up players that...
Doing a Wrexham.
Right. And so... They're not able to find
buying League One quality players to get out of the National League, overpaying for League One quality players to make sure they make it out of the National League and back into the Football League system. And teams like Aki just don't have that money to spend.
And it also means that normally those really halfway decent teams in the National League aren't selling either. They aren't selling young talent. Nope. And normally the teams that would buy them is someone like Aki. Bring them in for a few years, have them do well, sell them for a profit, and just kind of keep going to that pipeline. That pipeline's gone away. And then there's also been some issues, again, it sounds like ownership and longstanding players, and now the fans aren't happy and just...
Well, we've said a long time, and Ben has come on and spoken extensively about kind of Aki's, you know, kind of financial difficulties, and they were... actually punching above their weight for a number of years being in League One.
Oh, big time.
As a club that's now close to us because of our relationship with Ben and obviously he works for them is the greatest groundsman in England.
Yes,
to be honest.
Hell yeah, he is.
We want to see them do well. Obviously we want Ben to still have a job. We want, you know, all of that to continue on. And, we just don't want the chickens to come home to roost, so to speak.
Right.
On TikTok or otherwise.
Yeah, because that's also... No.
That was directed at you.
Not for nothing. They're one of the original 12.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a team you want to see go
out of the league.
Professional league at all.
No, not at all.
Not one of the originals.
It'll be kind of welcome when Everton does it in about 7 years. Yeah, but
it's only a matter of time. Thank you. Mansfield, Stockport, Wrexham, and MK Dons all won. And the standings stay exactly the same at the top. Forest Green Rovers, though, did get themselves a big win and now find themselves only 2 points behind Colchester for safety.
That's good.
Right there. Maybe maybe they had like an Impossible Burger or something. Thought it was me. I figured I'd make your joke for you before you had a chance.
I'm out now, so we're done. I can't make fun of them for being vegan. I got nothing.
I haven't done it recently, but I'll make sure I take a look at the National League so we can look in on that and see who might be potentially coming up.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
Very good. Mr. Graham, any parting words?
Nah, not really. I haven't heard of many stories from the Football League this week that have brought me disappointment and sadness, so no.
All right.
I don't have any parting words.
Excellent. Well, everybody, thank you very much for joining us on the live stream for both shows. Feel free to reach out in the comments. Producer Mel, I'll make sure we get all the messages and all that good stuff. Or follow us on our socials, obviously, at DU Football Show everywhere. Be sure to check out our TikTok channel. We are doing halftime check-ins regularly, talking about our thoughts on the games as the games are happening. And sometimes we do little previews here of what's going to be happening and what whiskey we're going to be drinking and all that.
Sometimes we go live when we're hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, precisely. If we watch a game together, occasionally we'll go live and just take questions.
Yeah. So,
which is fun.
So be sure to follow. We love interacting with everybody. And if you are specifically someone that really, really loves a lower league club, reach out. Tell us about them. We'd love to know a little bit more because this is us checking score lines, watching a handful of highlights because we can't watch everything.
I got three fucking kids.
We already watch 10 fucking matches a week with the Prem.
As much as I'd like to retreat into the basement and just watch soccer highlights, I can't.
Especially you're a regular listener and you want us to talk about somebody a little bit more. Fucking help a brother out. We can make it a little easier to write a show.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Alrighty, everybody. Till next week.
Good night.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great AA, the fucking Gooner Graham. Smell of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Grammy.
Sam Graham.
Fucking United! Hit the fucking mute button!